Each Friday, we ask one of our Culturefile guests to mark our cards for some ways to while away the hours. And this time, Charlotte Corey shares with us her Culturefile likes.
I'm Charlotte Corey. I'm a writer and an artist. I haven't watched any film or TV for a long time because I don't in the summer. I'm seasonal. I can't bear to be indoors watching anything in the summer months. I like to have my long evenings. But the winter's coming. I'm going to work my way through the Up series because actually I'm the same age as the kids were in that. We didn't have television when I was young. I acquired TV when I left home. I don't have a TV now, but I caught up with the Up series when I was sort of about 28, I think. And of course, it's about people who are my age, so it's quite fascinating and very painful watching, I think. I think it's one of the awful things about being alive is that the years go by. And whereas you do acquire wisdom, of course, you do lose all sorts of things as well. And I've got a film somebody told me about called Tokyo Story that was big in the 1950s. And that's going to be my first film. And I think I'll just wait till it gets a bit darker earlier and then I shall be watching it. The moment I'm reading a lot of short stories by Heinrich Böll, I deliberately didn't read anything by him for years because between school and university, I spent 6 months slaving for a Lutheran pastor's wife in North Germany, technically learning German. It was in the middle of nowhere. I was very, very lonely, very bored. She went on about Heinrich Böll and I didn't read any. I remember feeling very hungry because I couldn't eat the meat and there was sort of vegetables which were overcooked because that's how they liked them. And this awful occasion when there were just some nice new potatoes. So I put my share on my plate and started eating them. And suddenly the Lutheran pastor started screaming at me that I must take the skins off like they all were assiduously doing. And I said, no, I like them like this. This is how, you know, I prefer. This is how I want to eat them. And he threw down his knife and fork and everybody froze at the table. And he said, when I was in the Russian prisoner of war camp, we had to eat potatoes with their skins on. I will not have somebody at my table. And it was very good for my German because I know, you know, Russisch ist gut für Englischschrift. I've got the language deep in my head. But it was terrifying. And so when I picked up a Heinrich Böll novel fairly recently and just read it, and then it really took me back. And I thought that how did that man survive? He had a limp. He must have been very young. He must have been about 17. And the awfulness of the aftermath of the war when vast numbers of people were displaced and all the young Germans just sent to a front to die. I'd never had that much sympathy, but reading these short stories really made me think about it. I've got a big late Victorian musical box. And I can't play it very often because the neighbours, they've never complained, but I know they can hear it through the wall. But what I like about it is that when I put on the discs and start it up, I know I'm listening to exactly, it's not an interpretation, it's not a new version of Dvorak or Fantasia or something. It's exactly the music that will have been listened to in 1910, say. It's very clonky and clunky and churning it out. And amazing to actually hear exactly the music that would have been heard in the past. I suppose the smell I like most is my dog when she isn't smelly. I've got a wirehead fox terrier. And there's nothing she likes better than rolling in fox mess when she goes for a walk. And then I have to wash her and then she's all fluffy and smells beautiful. And she hates it and has to get back to finding some fox to roll in. And there isn't a wire-haired fox terrier in the world who won't tell you the same thing. But when she's nice and clean, she smells delicious.
Charlotte Corrie there, and Charlotte will be back to tell us some fantastic tales of floral wallpaper, along with American software artist Ben Grosser, who's some suggestions for escaping the chains of social media, and comedian Hugh Cooney, who's attempting to get the fires of Irish storytelling relit. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.